Last night on the evening news, WMNF heard from a rental property owner and a representative from Canada, two people who say that the proposed new constitutional amendment on property taxes will do nothing to help provide tax relief to themselves and their constituencies. In working to give Florida homeowners property tax relief, state legislators have dismissed complaints from local officials about the budget cuts that they faced earlier this year, and more soon to follow if the proposed constitutional amendment is approved next January. Sarasota County Commissioner John Thaxton is one local official who was tired of hearing lawmakers criticize local officials. He says that historically, property tax revolts have occurred when state legislators nationally have shifted the burden of paying for schools to the cities and counties from the state. And he says if the constitutional amendment is passed next year, the budget cuts will be much more dramatic than what has played out in Sarasota County earlier this year.
Back to Sarasota County is going to be about $30 million. Of course, it's a moving target. They change it every day of the week. And we're not going to know until the dust settles. But the most recent proposal will impact us $30 million, which is a little bit more than last year. But the problem was, last year, a lot of governments did have some reserve funds that not rainy day reserves, but reserves for special capital projects that they tapped into in order to make the cuts from the previous year. This year, none of those reserves or none of the extra monies are going to be available. This year, it will be coming right out of parks, right out of libraries, right out of transit services, provided, you know, that public safety is kept whole. And I don't know too many elected officials, including myself, that are going to be cutting police and fire service. It will go towards recreational amenities and those things that make our community special.
Sarasota County Commissioner John Thaxton says he and his colleagues have presented different property tax cutting proposals to members of the state legislature that have gone nowhere.
Given them alternative proposals, which provides tax relief for not only homesteaded properties, providing for some level of portability, but also provides property tax relief to small business owners and to affordable housing rental properties and to the second homeowners, the snowbirds, who we should start calling them snow geese, because all they do is lay golden eggs the entire time that they're down here. And we're driving them out, and we're driving out one of the most important components of South Florida's economy because of the incredible amount of revenues that they generate when they're here and put into our tax coffers. And so they're beginning to revolt. I've heard many of them that are not going to be coming back this year. They're going to be putting their properties up for sale. And this is, of course, the last time we want to add more real estate to already and over plentiful inventory. And it's just making a bad situation worse. I don't think that the legislature could have picked a more worse time in which to do what they're doing. And the thing that we find very frustrating is that they're calling it a tax cut. And certainly it will cut tax, but this time it's going to also result in service cuts. And they're unnecessary because there are more than adequate revenues available to pay for the service if the state would simply assume the responsibility that is theirs and reform sales tax. Sales tax in Florida is one of the most antiquated, one of the most ridiculous sales tax systems anywhere in the country, and it has been driven for decades by special interests with exemptions, and it's time that the state legislature put sales tax on the table. We reviewed all of the exemptions, and I think once you see that done and once the political cover is pulled off of sales tax exemptions, you will find more than enough revenues for the state to maintain a responsible share of the tax burden for the services provided to the citizens of Florida.